Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. It is Tuesday, 3:26 p.m. You know who we are. You know why we're here. So today we're going to be talking about all the violence going on, and we're going to be talking about Eugene Stoner and what his family has to say about the firearm that he had created called the AR-15. You with us, Sean?
Oh, yes, I am. I'm here.
All right,
hello?
Excellent.
You hear
yep, I hear you just fine. Yeah. Yep. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, excellent. So we're going to begin by really asking a question right now. I have a huge fucking question. When will it be that people start thinking that it's time to vote for gun reform? When will you decide? Is it going to be when you get hit with a bullet, when your family members die, when the school nearest to your house gets shut up? When? Stop bringing up Chicago. I'm tired of hearing it. We know Chicago's bad. They have the biggest gun restrictions there. Yeah, I get it. But guess what, guys? The problem isn't that there's no one allowed to have guns. They still bring in guns from other surrounding states. And also, just like drugs, the guns are brought in by our own officials. So cops bring them in. CIA brings them in. FBI bring them in. Trust me. They're going to flood in no matter what. It's population control. What are your thoughts?
To be honest with you, guns is something that's not going to go away, just like drugs. That's one of those things. You can put as much laws as you want to in place, in my opinion. You can put as much laws as you want to in place, it's not going to help you. If it has to work, it has to start from the top. So between these army people and FBI police don't need to be selling guns to people that don't need them. And this is how I haven't done my research, but I feel most of these mass shootings come from people that get guns underneath. Because do they really ever tell you? I heard some of them buy the guns from, you know, gun stores, but do you really believe that they get all these guns from a store when they want to do these mass shootings?
Some of them actually do. The guy that did the mass shooting in Nevada, or was it California? One of those two. There's so fucking many. The one that was a huge hit over there, he went and bought the gun in Nevada legally at 18 years old.
Right.
So
I'm saying the majority of mass shootings, I don't believe the guns were bought in stores. Most of these people.
Actually, I can bring you up the statistics right now.
Okay. I would like to know that because I don't. Just from my experience and knowing about what I know about guns and stuff like that. But
since 1982, 74% of mass shooters obtain their guns legally up to date. Is that good enough for you?
Well, that's very clear. Damn. Well, I don't see how, though. I don't see how.
I'll tell you how. The background checks aren't very long. They're not very deep. You don't have to wait. Anybody can sell a gun. As I said, I bought an AK-47 from some Nazis on a back road in Lake County with a Gatling gun welded to their fucking Jeep.
Underground sale. You didn't go into an actual gun store and buy it.
Yeah, but I bought another one at a gun show without any background checks. Most of my guns were bought legally from either a gun show or because my husband used to sell guns. So we buy them all the time. We bought and sold guns all the time. And you know what? We never did background checks. There's no law saying that a person cannot sell a gun to anyone personally. Do you know how many guns I've sold in Texas that went to people which we don't know what they were used for? We never asked.
But that was
and I got gun training. I have a license to have a gun. Now, why is it that we need a license and insurance and know how to drive a car? And if we don't know how to drive a car, or we get fucked up and we drive a car and we cause accidents, we don't have a license no more, we don't get to drive a car. So it should be the same thing for guns. People still drive cars illegally, yes, but it's a lot less. Because now they can look at your tag and read your insurance.
If you're driving a car with a license plate on it,
and they read your license plate, you don't have a license, you don't have insurance, it's going to show up, they're going to pull you over.
Yeah, but if you get a
people
car...
People still drive without licenses all the time, but there's still less of them. We still have those laws in place, whether or not. Why is it that I can go buy a gun and kill a bunch of people, probably not be killed by the police, taken in... and no one does anything about it. I get a slap on the wrist and some time in jail. Whoop-de-fucking-do. Doesn't help, does it?
Well, you know, if that does, it's going to be people blowing shit up. It's going to be one or the other. No.
So, someone tried to blow up a fucking, tried to bring a bomb onto a plane in a shoe, and now I have to take my fucking shoes off and go through an x-ray machine. So what's the problem then? Why is it that my body's regulated? I can't get the abortion that I need, that I paid for, that's none of anyone else's fucking business. But I can go to school and get shot by some fucking guy who loves Trump and can get a gun legally. Why is it that you can ban gay marriage or try and ban gay people from adopting people, you can ban abortion, you can ban me from having a Planned Parenthood to go get my tests I need, you can ban Muslims, but banning guns doesn't work? Yeah. Right. Doesn't make sense. Now let's move on to the story. Family of AR-15 inventor, Eugene Stoner. He didn't intend it for civilians. In this August 15, 2012 file photo, three variations of the AR-15 assault rifle are displayed. They have three different types. Now, why was it created? It was created to combat and compete with the AK-47. It was also created for the military. It was not created to fucking buy as a civilian. Variations exist, and while there are several types of bump stocks and other things like drums available, these things should not be, you should not be able to buy bump stocks. You should not be able to have hundreds of thousands of rounds for no fucking reason. Oh, I need to stock up against my government. It's not going to help you, stupid fuck. They're going to shoot your ass down with their guns. They have tanks. They have laser guns now. Are you fucking stupid? And it's not practical. You can't protect your house with it. It's too big to maneuver. Also, it'll spray through your house and reach into another house. It's irresponsible. Get a fucking 9mm like every fucking real tactical person who can use a goddamn firearm. Stop. I feel like a big man. Go join the military, you piece of shit. Now... let's see. Sacramento, while the guns look similar, the bottom version of the gun that they have is illegal in California because of its quick reload capability. See, they've got different types of stocks and magazines that go in there. And some of these, like I had the one that was really like quick. You pull the trigger and you got off like 50 shots because I had a 75-round drum that connected. Why the fuck did I need that? Why? Not for any reason except for fun. It's not practical unless you want to kill people because it rips things apart. You can't hunt with it. It'll ruin your fucking kill. There will be nothing left. Now, Omar Mateen used an AR-15 that he purchased legally when he killed 49 people in an Orlando nightclub. Barack Obama and other gun control advocates have repeatedly called for reinstating a federal ban on semi-automatic assault weapons, which we should have. We had one. It expired in 2004. Who was fucking president in 2004? Who? Do you know?
Bush?
Yeah.
George Bush.
Yeah.
Of course, you know.
When we banned assault rifles, we didn't have any mass shootings. We had very few shootings at all. Now, yes, guns are always going to be found in our villages. That's just how it is. But if we make it harder to obtain, if we just take the time to tell these idiots, no, you can't have your semi-automatic weapons to feel bigger and better. One day, someone's going to walk in to Congress, and they're going to spray as many fucking people as they can. And you know what's going to happen? They're going to ban them shits quicker than fuck. You put a black person, how come, I'm sorry, I got a question. All these women that get hurt all day long by these stupid fucking dudes go through so much shit. Why aren't they committing mass shootings? Why aren't black dudes that go through so much shit committing mass shootings at school? Why is it mostly white boys doing these shootings?
Well, I got my own opinion on that. I don't think
here's
they're
my opinion. These are white people problems that become our problems.
Oh, that's a good way to put it. Yeah. That's just what white people
do. I'm sorry. That doesn't mean you get to fucking annihilate people and students. Seriously? You're going to shoot up your school because a girl didn't want you? You're a pussy. Man up, bitch.
Unfortunately, that's not how life works. You know, we're going to have to have, these things are going to happen.
Mm-hmm. Well, if we don't enact laws,
If Congress and all these people want this to stop, they need to start with them.
Here's what the family has to say. Our father, Eugene Stoner, designed the AR-15 and subsequent M16 as a military weapon to give our soldiers an advantage over the AK-47. This family told this to NBC News. He died long before any mass shootings occurred, but we do think he would have been horrified and sickened as anyone, if not more, by these events. The inventor's surviving children and adult grandchildren spoke exclusively to NBC News by phone and email, commenting for the first time on their family's uneasy legacy. They requested individual anonymity in order to speak freely about such a sensitive topic. They also stopped short of policy prescriptions or legal opinions. But their comments add unprecedented context to their father's creation, shedding new light on his intentions and adding firepower to the effort to ban weapons like the AR-15. The comments could also bolster a groundbreaking new lawsuit, which argues that the weapon is a tool of war, never intended for civilians. Eugene Stoner would have agreed, his family said. The ex-Marine and avid sportsman, hunter and skeet shooter, never used his invention for sport. He also never kept it around the house for personal defense. In fact, he never even owned one. And though he made millions from the design, his family said it was all from military sales. After many conversations with him, we feel his intent was that he designed it as a military rifle, explaining that Stoner was focused on making the most efficient and superior rifle possible for the military. He designed the original AR-15 in the late 1950s, working on it in his own garage, and later as the chief designer for Armalite, and then small company in Southern California. He made it light and powerful, and he fashioned a new bullet for it, a .223 caliber round capable of piercing a metal helmet at 500 yards. The Army loved it and renamed it the M16. But after Stoner's death in 1997, at the age of 74, a semi-automatic version of the AR-15 became a civilian bestseller too, spawning dozens of copycat weapons. The National Rifle Association has taken to calling it America's rifle. The bullets that tore through the Pulse nightclub in Orlando were Stoner's .223 rounds, fired from an AR-15 spinoff made by Sig Sauer. A Sig MPX hangs from the ceiling at Sig Sauer GmbH on the exhibit floor during the National Rifle Association. Holy fuck. It looks exactly like the AR-15. Exactly. I think with slight differences. This is at an annual meeting in Louisville, Kentucky. Now, they have these different museums that have these firearms in them, and that's where they hold their little gun shows and meetings sometimes that have nothing to do with civilians. It's just big conglomerates and corporations joining the conversation. See, it was never meant for you motherfuckers. So it's time to let go of the semi. If I can fucking sell off my shit after I'm done playing with it, like, literally, so can you. There are lots of great firearms that one can use to protect their home or hunt. If you're skilled, you don't even need that much. That being said, gun reform is needed. I'm tired of being worried about the white dude in the MAGA hat being able to just shoot up my Walmart. Like, it's bullshit. I can't go to school and feel safe. I can't go to work and feel safe. I can't be anywhere and feel safe. My kid goes to school. She's not safe. There's any time, any moment, my kid could get on that bus and never fucking come back. I could be identifying her fucking body. And guess what? It'll probably be an AR-15. So, guns will be around forever, but we can fucking ban these pieces of shit because they weren't meant for fucking civilians in the first goddamn place. And that's the motherfucking...
Do you buy these people getting these AR-15s? Are they buying them in the store?
Yes. You can buy them at Walmart.
The AR-15?
Yes, you don't pay attention to shit, do you? El Paso, Texas, the fucking Walmart employees did a walkout because they're still selling them. Even after he opened fire with one in the Walmart. Do you know how many people were in that Walmart with guns and didn't shoot? Lots. Yes, Walmart sells them, which is why their employees have been doing demonstration walkouts. You don't pay attention to the world around you like everyone else. This is the average American. The average American.
Walmart, they're meant for military, which means they had to downgrade the gun some kind of way to sell it at Walmart.
No, they just made copycats. What part didn't you understand? They made copycats of the weapon.
Okay, so
after
they
he died, it's still a semi-automatic.
Yeah, that's semi. I mean, AK-47
it should be
semi-automatic.
Banned. Period. Yeah, all of them should be banned. If I press the trigger and I can kill 27 or more people, it shouldn't be allowed. When you press
that's
the trigger, yes. It will, when we band together. And if you think people aren't, we fucking are. Because I'm tired of having a mass shooting every fucking day. Let's bring up the list, shall we? Yes, we can. And saying that bans don't work, okay, then why can't I go get a fucking abortion that I need to have? That is none
yeah,
of your
you can
fucking
get one
business. Too. Except they're banning them. But a gun ban don't work, right? Banning gay
it
people
won't.
From serving in the military don't is gonna be okay, but banning guns don't work.
I mean,
yes, they fucking
what
do.
I'm telling you is the truth.
No, we just need to vote out people in the Senate that allow this to happen.
You guys just an abortion, trust me.
Yeah, except it's going to be illegal and unsafe.
Hey, well, you could find the guns that are illegal and unsafe right on the streets.
Yeah, still.
But you ban them in,
semi-automatic rifles are not intended for civilians, period.
Right, but people are going
to use
their minds.
So we need to ban them. Then we need to make laws. If you're going to have one, you need to have a license. If you're going to get one, you need to have background checks, and you have a waiting period of 2.5-3 weeks. Period.
Okay, so you wait
background
2.5-3 weeks.
Universal background checks. Longer waiting periods. Licensing. Insurances. Period.
It's probably easier to get a gun than a job nowadays. I'm telling you that much.
Yeah, and it shouldn't be. So I want better background checks. I want licensing. I want classes. I want insurance. I want accountability. And I want no bump stocks. None. There better be a limit on fucking ammo. You gotta have one. These fucking people running around here with all these damn bullets, we don't need them. They don't need them. They probably don't even know how to properly execute a shot. What, did you practice on some cans? Oh, good for you, you fucking piece of shit. I'm so tired of these honky fucking pieces of shit walking around. AR-15's my family. Yeah, you probably murdered your fucking family with one, you fucking garbage human. Now, mass shootings done with AR-15s. We're going to name off every single fucking one of them. And you know what we're going to start doing from now on? Instead of mass shooting this, mass shooting that, it's going to be the failed government official who runs that state massacre. Like for this one, it's going to be Greg Abbott massacre. So, ooh, it's a long-ass list, bro. Long-ass list. This is horrible. I don't even want, I don't even want to fucking call these names out.
You bet your match.
So far, what we have, Aurora AR-15, Orlando AR-15, Parkland AR-15, Las Vegas AR-15, Sandy Hook AR-15, Texas Church AR-15, San Bernardino AR-15, Waffle House AR-15, Santa Fe High School AR-15. Hold on, my. Where the hell? Great. The storm over here, that's, is it still going on at your place? Or did it
stop? No. It stopped. Buses are running again and everything.
Okay. So it's come back on. All right, so Unpack CC, AR-15, Texas Church AR-15, Tree of Life Synagogue AR-15, Odessa AR-15, holy shit, the list just keeps growing.
Has everybody got an AR-15?
Yeah, but why is it always an AR-15 that is used? Let's
see.
Sutherland Springs, AR-15. Pittsburgh Synagogue, AR-15. Dayton, Ohio. Sutherland Springs, AR-15. Wow. There's so many. There's, like, they just keep adding on here. Yeah. Walmart to stop selling handgun ammunition. Okay, that's not helping because it's not handguns used. Now, were AR-15s used in every mass shooting? This is a good question.
That's what it sounds like to me. I guess you were right about that. I'll give you that much.
Greg Abbott is the failed governor of Texas, so it should be Greg Abbott Massacre. Oh, God. There's so many. It just, the list keeps growing. And all those are AR-15s. If it were Muslims committing mass shootings, this would have already stopped. If there were black people doing this, they would have stopped. That for the next crazy black person who wants to end their lives, could you take one for the team for the rest of us? When you decide, just take out an AR-15 outside. You don't have to shoot it. Just appear with it. Just try to use your gun rights, and they will outlaw the shit. Quick as fuck. All right, so that's the fucking tea on that. So stop trying to ban my reproductive rights, which if bans don't work, then stop doing that and just ban guns. Like, you pieces of shit, it's not going to stop me from getting a gun. I can get one because I'm not a felon. I can get one because I've never committed sexual assault or violence assault against anybody or animals. And that's how it should fucking be. Anyone that's committed a crime or is legit crazy, like, Trump reversed Obama's law that mentally ill cannot own a firearm. How about that, you fucking asshole?
See, this man, he does that shit on purpose, man.
All right, now while we're on it,
he wants these mass shootings, trust me.
Yeah, but it's not fair. It's not fair. And other news, for those who didn't hear, Mr. Dumbfuck, it's all been me, 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 me. We're going to save all those tweets for tomorrow. I'm going to be reading them all off, assuming that we have electricity and whatnot. We have a big day tomorrow. Now, the gunman in West Texas, he got fired from a trucking company, and he hijacked a postal service truck. I think she's 22 years old, and she was a twin. She was on the phone with her twin, and that must have been horrifying. He shot a baby in the face. He killed a man who moved from a state full of violence, how he moved and started a trucking company and wanted to be safer. He died. Baby, I think, made it. But I guess the guy was killed. He used an AR type of weapon, here again, AR-15 style weapon. I don't care what letters and numbers you goddamn use. If you have the capability of making Swiss cheese out of 17 people at one time through vehicles, that should not be allowed. So, that being said, I sincerely give my, it doesn't matter, thoughts and prayers. It's like blowing bubbles out of your asshole. But I do give my deepest sympathies and condolences, and I am trying to wake as many people up as possible, and I'm trying to do my part, even though I'm such a minuscule speck on the map. And I'm not like a rich person, but we're gaining speed here, and I'm not going to stop advocating for this. I'm going to see about joining other groups who are against this, other mothers who are against violence. I got a kid in school. I'm a fucking student. And I want to be feel safer at Walmart. Like, I'm constantly looking over my shoulder. When I hear loud things, I'm, you know, quick to react to it because I'm always on my toes. You have no fucking idea, like, what's going through people's minds and lives. So, got anything to say to that, Sean?
Not really. I think you just pretty much took the words out of my mouth on that one.
So, if anybody, I don't know if that's a person, there's somebody listening or tuning in. I don't know if they want to, wonder if someone's mad about my ranting and raving.
Somebody's trying to call in?
I don't know. It doesn't really say that they're callers. It just shows up and they're on. They've been holding for 25 seconds now. Let's see.
Hey, well, let them in.
Hi, are you calling to just listen or are you wanting to join the conversation?
Yeah, I was hoping to join if that's okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I'm yelling at my co-host. Go ahead.
Yeah, it was, well, thanks for taking my call, first of all. I just wanted to say, I feel like people are allowing the emotions of what happened with these shootings and their reaction to cloud their judgment and allow people who are trying to essentially get rid of guns to kind of go along with it. When in any other time of the year when there isn't a shooting, people wouldn't, you know, when they're not emotional, they don't just jump to that conclusion.
That's a very good point, actually. I think that that's something we should think about, and I do believe that. So I feel that's a really great point that we should make a talking point. So what do you, what's the depth of that? What brings you to this conclusion?
No, because I just, when the shooting happened, I noticed how it was like, you know, people were just immediately talking gun control, and it was like we didn't even know what happened yet or what was going on. And it's like it led me to believe these people care more about using this for their political purpose than the actual tragedy of innocent people being killed. And I noticed that more and more, and it's getting more and more aggressive. And it's like, you know, I just, the way everything's getting politicized now is kind of ridiculous. You know, I think it's just a little too far sometimes.
I do agree with that. In a sense, the reason why I'm so strong about, like, I'm a gun owner, and I lived in Texas, and I sold a lot of guns with my husband back and forth. I even sold a Mossberg 500 to a Seminole County cop in Florida before we left. The thing that scares me, like, I do believe we should have our guns. Like, we should be able to have those, and I've had assault rifles myself. But as far as there should at least be some sort of regulation, not even go as far as banning them, because there is that, you know, some people back way back when did give up their firearms and they did get overruled and they were annihilated. This is true. Why can't we come to a middle to where we can just make it a little bit harder for people who do not need to have these firearms in their possession? I'm all for having submachine guns. Don't get me wrong. My husband was in the military. It was just something that we did. He had to have a special license for it, you know, XYZ. If these guns weren't created originally for civilians and it was originally created for the military to one of the AK-47s, then why were we even allotted to have such things in our possession in the first place?
Right, but to the point you brought up, I mean, the ATF since 1983 has banned all automatic guns. So, like, for example, any gun that, those who don't know the difference between a semi-auto and an automatic, when you pull the trigger and only one bullet comes out, that's a semi-auto. Any gun that you pull the trigger and it just starts firing rounds, you just keep going, those guns you cannot purchase unless you have a special security clearance like your husband has. Only a small percentage of people can even qualify for that. So we already have a regulation against those type of guns. But what the reason I oppose a lot of these supposed gun control measures that people say, oh, what's wrong with this, is you have to understand the motive of the people behind it. You see, their idea is they know there's a lot of people in America now that don't like the Second Amendment altogether, and they would love to see a situation where Americans don't own guns, but they know politically they can't achieve that because too many people will push against it. So what their alternate sort of plan is to chip away slowly. So going a little bit by a little bit. So first, let's go after the assault rifle. Once we get that, then we're going to gradually work our way to handguns. Because the reality is the majority of gun homicides are done with handguns, not automatic rifles, not assault rifles.
That is true. They're
going to be able to pivot to that. So I just feel like if we give them an inch, they're going to take a mile eventually.
Yeah. I mean, that's like the detention camps we have. People have been rounded up and left in there who are American citizens with proof and were left in there for weeks without even being able to get a phone call. It's only a matter of time before everybody can be rounded up. So, I mean, in a sense, thinking about that, that goes with everything. If we do give these people an inch, they will take miles, and it does infringe on our personal rights. I am a Second Amendment girl, hands down. I just would like to feel safer everywhere right now. I mean, I don't want to say, oh, we should not have these ever at all. Like, the idea sounds wonderful, and just like you said, it's a wonderful talking point. I'm glad you called. We don't think about these things when we are caught in the moment. Like, this is a subject my best friend who's on the show, Sean B., he and I get into this all the time. My daughter went through her first lockdown at 3 years old at her school down the street, not because there was an active shooter coming in there to shoot them, but because some dudes robbed the bank down the street from us and went that way. Now, I'm happy for that policy and what they do when these things happen, but when we've got people come walking into schools, walking into churches and what have you, able to do this, how do we go about stopping that?
Right, and then that's where I would say banning guns wouldn't solve that problem. And the reason I say that, let's look at Mexico as an example. Mexico has a total gun ban. You cannot own a gun in Mexico at all. But they had the highest gun homicide rate in the world. They had like 58,000 people killed in the last couple of years with guns. And so if the idea is if you just write a law and say, okay, it's illegal to own a certain type of gun, that doesn't mean that gun just magically disappears. In America right now, there's more than 16 million AR-15s are privately owned. 16 million. And so even if they wrote a law tomorrow and they said you cannot own an AR-15, that doesn't mean that you can't still go buy them on the street. Like, I grew up where I grew up at, there are certain guns, like, you remember how we talked about how your husband has that security clearance to get those, you know, the automatic weapons? Mm-hmm. Well, those guns, you can't buy them in a store. You can't can't get them, period. But where I grew up in my neighborhood, we had gun runners who came in there where you could buy that. I knew kids as young as 13 that had AK-47s. And so the idea that goes away, it doesn't go away. It's just the only people these laws supposedly will affect are law-abiding citizens. They're not going to stop criminals from getting guns and using guns.
That is true. Yes, it is true. When I was 8 years old, I experienced my first, traumatic experience. Long story short, some older kid came up to me and two of my friends. I was eight. We were around the age of eight. And he put a gun to our faces. It was a shotgun. And he shot my friend in the face. My other friend ran. But when it came to my turn, I somehow ran away and got away from him. So as far as it wasn't even an AR-15, it was a shotgun. So, and this was, I'm 35 now this year. So, I mean, that was like in the 90s, you know. So you're definitely right. I don't know where that kid got that gun from, but you're absolutely right. There is no really keeping them out of our homes and out of the hands of people. They're going to be around forever. But, I mean, is this going to be just something we just let happen if we can't ban firearms or create better laws to make it safer? Like, what is the talking point for this? How do you even make a middle ground for this? That's my question.
Well, I think the only way you could do it is just have better security, because the idea of passing laws will stop crime or stop bad stuff from happening, it's never been true. Like, look about how many laws we have against drugs. Has that stopped people from buying and selling heroin or crack or meth or any of that? It hasn't even slowed it down. I mean, remember when they banned alcohol? We had the whole prohibition. Yeah. What ended up happening? People just were buying alcohol in the black market, and people were making millions under the table.
Yeah,
so
and then NASCAR
these,
was
these
created.
These laws never stopped up.
Yeah, no, exactly. It doesn't. It just makes things worse, and people do get around it. So I guess we have to really look at the conversation differently on how we can do preventative, I guess, or offensive guarding. But, I mean, it's a scary thought. I don't want a police state. I'm a progressive Republican. So I'm not big into, I don't want government in my business, and I like a little bit less taxing for myself, but I also know that we have to adapt and change to survive in our environment because it's ever-changing. And with the ever-changing environment also comes the, as you said, the politics and the whole climate around that changes, and it's like a pendulum that goes back and forth, and we have these sides that get to decide for what's good for us or what's bad. And truly, it's two wings of the same bird. They really don't give a fuck about us. It's more about population control. It's just like we were just left to our own devices. Here's some laws. Here's some institutions. Good luck, everyone. And they just kind of let it play out and just use us to make their money. It's all a fucking game, really.
Right, but at the end of the day, like most criminals, you know, especially those who would attack like weak and vulnerable people, like shooting up a school, most of these people are cowards. And so they like going after a soft target. So if they know, for example, like if they go to a school, there's going to be armed security or police officers there, they're less likely to do it. Why? Because they know there's going to be someone there to fire back. But if you don't have anybody there to fire back and they know they can go into a situation and they're going to be the only person with a gun and they're going to have nothing to fear, that's going to embolden these people to do what they're doing. You know, you only have maybe one in a million criminals who would actually go on a shooting rampage against cops or go against people that they know are going to fire back. Most of these guys, they just go after easy targets.
That is true. That is true. We saw that with most of the shootings that I had named off were places that were just public and unguarded. Now, here's my question. Now, I was going to college over here, technical school. And now the teachers are carrying, and we had shooter drills, which were very, it was very unnerving for me. Like I said, I've shotguns, I've owned many, I can carry mine or whatever. I'm not scared. I've taken guns out of people's hands before and like dismantled it in front of them and whatnot in certain situations. But we had a situation with a kid, and he was infatuated with me, and I'm older than everybody in the class because I was in mechanics class. And this kid's 19 years old, and he got really weird really quick and started stalking me and whatnot, brought a gun to school, and I told my teacher about this, about what was going on. I'm the only girl in the class. And he was like, well, you should just accept this. This is an all-male industry. This is going to happen. They didn't give one flying fuck. And then this kid, months later on down the road, I had separated myself and went into another classroom, and I got away from him, you know, and didn't spend time around him too much. But he was spouting out fucking Hail Hitler and this and that and, like, Nazi stuff and was, like, saying his parents voted for Trump and had racist stuff. And he has a fucking gun and was trying to sell it to people at school. And I told my school. They didn't do anything. I ended up leaving the fucking class because I was basically done already. But this kid finally dropped now. Because I'm still in contact with some of the kids in the school. But I tried to go back to school and choose a different class just to go do something else. And they didn't want to let me go. They didn't want to let me start this year. They're like, oh, 2020 will be fine. We think it's too early. It's too early because you let this kid stay in school. We did shooting drills with this kid at school. What if he comes back with a gun? He knows where we're all hiding. He is 19 years old. Now, I had the police involved because I had to threaten that I was going to kill myself. Was I really going to do it? No, but it was the only way that I could get them to fucking understand. This shit is real. What I went through in school that had to do with all this bullshit, this happens to kids and girls. One out of seven girls goes through the situation that I went through, and they victim blamed me and basically cast me aside and let this little piece of shit stay in class, and he didn't do nothing in class. Like, he literally just dropped out. And I was 20 weeks to a year ahead of the year, people. And I was a part-timer. So for me, all this stuff, all this everything, and how you mentioned how it like goes with people's agenda, it is on everyone's agenda. It's on one side to remove it, and it's on another side to let it happen more. Because we've got some real shit going on, and really, guns has nothing to do with it. It's the fucking mentality of these fucking dudes doing this shit, because most of them have a few things in common. And if you look it up and read about these people and see the actual evidence, it points to a lot of neo-Nazi supremacy bullshit. Just like the kid that did this at my school. That's why for me and what I went through when I was 8, I'm not afraid of guns at all. I'm afraid of the person that is going to do it, because it could be anybody. It could be anybody. They're going through stuff. You know, we need more help out there. Now, Mr. Trump, now, if you ever caught any of our other shows, Wednesday is Fuck Trump, Wednesday in World News, I am not a Trump supporter. I have nothing in common with this fucking piece of shit, and he's a fucking piece of shit. I would rather somebody that cares about everybody and is everybody's president, not just one set of people's president. And doing what we're fucking doing and allowing to happen, it's just breeding more of this shit. It's not really the gun problem or the gun's fault. It's just these problems that these people have, and it's making our problems. Making things safer, right. Could it be better? Sure. But we're always, they're going to find another way to, like, let this out. We have deep-rooted problems because we have serious traumas that people have bestowed on others. If, I don't know how, what year you were born, sir, but I was born in the 80s. And I got to live through the last part of the 80s and through the 90s and how things have changed. I went through some traumas like most girls have gone through, and like almost every girl has gone through it. But in each year, it has evolved worse because the males are just being taught and brainwashed this shit that's handed down to them because something bad happened to somebody's dad, and they just became a piece of shit. So we're raising pieces of shit. And the girls after me, forget about it. I've got girls at my work who can't even cook, and they've got these shit mentalities because their moms were traumatized by some fucking traumatized dude. And it's really not gun violence that's caused by having access to guns. It's really the mentality that has been bred, like rape culture and obedient, submissive, silent women, and how we allow things to just happen to us. And then we hold those things, and we don't say what they are. We don't stand up for ourselves. This is a breeding ground for all of this to happen. So maybe it's not gun laws we really need to look at. Maybe it's something deeper that we need to do. We need to change who we are and how we do things.
Hey, if I could just add, so to your point when you talked about what happened with that guy as an example and how no one in the school did anything, I can punch you an example. So in India, they have a gun ban in India, right? But the women there have signed petitions to try to get guns for themselves because the police do not respond in time or don't even care when they get raped or when they get assaulted. And so my point to you is you made a case for having guns because you can't trust authority. You can't trust the police to respond in time. And so the best thing any person can do is have something on them to defend themselves. So if a guy comes against you, whether he tries to assault you or rape you or do anything against you, you have something to defend yourself with, whether it's a gun, a pepper spray, a taser, something, rather than just sitting there and then hoping the cops come in time, which they never will. And so that points to why it's important that you defend yourself and not trust the government or some person to come save you. But that's one of the reasons, just to point your point. But when it comes to the president, I just want to point out something. People have to remember who was in the election. It wasn't Donald Trump versus Mother Teresa. It was Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, someone who was dear friends unlike, someone who was extremely corrupt. And if you look at the polls, they had they measured their on like people's gauge on whether they were honest or not. Both her and Trump scored around 22%. So the public viewed both of them as equally as untrustworthy.
Absolutely. So I didn't vote for her. I couldn't vote for either.
Right. So you know, people got to remember, a lot of people voted for Trump because it was the lesser of two evils, because they didn't like what Hillary and her husband have been doing for years.
Oh, yeah, he's a rapist. Absolutely. She's a fucking enabler. But I definitely wouldn't vote for a man who's a misogynist, a rapist, a racist, and who has done nothing but corrupt and, what was it? He bankrupt everything he's ever done. I'm sorry, no. I can't. I'm not a racist. Like, I'm brown. My daughter's brown.
The wrong way of looking at politics, because instead of looking at, for example, the person in this case, I look at their policies. So when I look at Trump, I don't like Trump as a person. I agree with you on that. But his policies are the best for this country. Why do I say that? When it comes to illegal immigration, as an example, you take a look at the Democrat debates that have been happening. The Democrats have said, number one, they want to decriminalize illegal border crossing, and they want illegal immigrants to get access to government health care, government programs, and they want to offer them a pathway to citizenship. Now, to me, that's irresponsible leadership. There's no way you can have a functioning country and allow for something like that to happen. And on the contrast, you have Trump, who, even though he's a bad person, his policy of building a wall and being serious about stopping
the immigration
is the most logical thing to do.
This is not a TV show. He's rolled back so many policies that were actually good for that Obama did. If Obama did nothing, then why is he rolling them back?
Name one bad policy that he rolled back, because Obama had a lot of bad policies.
Well, I can name a bunch of good policies he took away. Violence Against Women's Act, the act that protects me in the workplace, the act that protects the wildlife and species, nothing like taking the bald eagle off the fucking act that protects its life. Let's see, we're caging children. Yeah, we caged an illegal immigrant, but it was a misdemeanor to cross over here illegally. Also, we didn't cage children and they didn't die, because if they did, I would be up in fucking arms about this, and the GOP would have used that as a talking point.
We did cage children in 2014.
No, nobody died. Nobody died in any of our places
goodness.
Like this.
I'm sorry, I'm Republican, not Republican. That's totally not true. Okay, so let's remember one thing. In 2013 and 2014, when Obama was talking about passing DACA or putting DACA into law, at that point you had a bunch of unaccompanied children come up where their parents were literally sending kids by themselves, and they were coming up the trains north through Mexico, and we had nearly 60,000 kids in 1 year show up. 60,000. And when they showed up, they got stuck in the detention center. They were sleeping on the ground. All they had were aluminum sheets. They weren't getting any medical care. I knew churches that went down there and took clothes, took food, took
Can you give me the location real quick so I can look this up for myself? Because I would like to read about this.
Okay, you can look up in 2013 and 14, the unaccompanied children that came. Look at their treatment in the detention centers, and then you can look up the churches that went down there to take care of the kids. So the media didn't hype it up, because the media, you have to remember, the media in America, 85% of news journalists are registered Democrats. 85%. Now, in my opinion, you can look up, Harvard did a study on this about a year and a half ago where they broke down the bias in our news coverage. And they show that the Democrats.
There's a bunch of bias. Yeah,
okay, so then, so that's why when Obama was president, they didn't talk about how these kids are being treated the same way when Trump is president, because they just
used
it.
Well, how come it wasn't on Fox News? Why didn't Fox News bring
that? I don't watch Fox News, so I can't tell you that. But I can.
I don't usually, but I am now, and I've been going back trying to find these things, you know, for the show, and I'm just not seeing where they're bringing this up. Now I found what you're talking about. Now here's the thing. Yes, we did. I'm seeing where yes, it is fact. But they weren't being killed, and they're taking their essentials from them as they're coming in. There's girls that are bleeding into their clothes. This stuff should not be going on, and why aren't Christians up in arms? I'm pretty pissed off, and they are sending, people are donating stuff, and they're not taking it. There are babies by themselves. This should not be allowed. Now, I agree with you on a lot of this shit.
But here's the thing. That also not telling you is that the numbers have gone up. So if you go and look up, the Customs Borders and Protections, they have an entire graphic where they'll show you from 2014 until this year. Yeah, you can look up. If you want to Google, you can Google the number of illegal border crossings every month or every year. And it should come up pretty quickly on the search, but it's from the U.S. government, the Customs and Borders Protection's website. But it'll show you each year how many people they catch coming across the border illegally. So if you look at the numbers from 2014 until 2018, each year they caught around 400 to 500,000 people each year that they caught. That's not the number of people that crossed. That's just the number of people that they caught. And in the last year, those numbers have doubled, right at a million in 2019. And so what we're seeing now is there's so many people coming, and there's so many people that they're catching, that they're just, they don't even have room to house these people. Because we haven't seen numbers this high in more than like 40 years. And so that's why you're seeing all this chaos going on down there, because there's no way to house these. Because if you have a million people show up in a year that you just detained, there's no way you can house them all, because we never dealt with that. And even Obama's DHS guy, his Department of Homeland Security advisors, or the administrator, came on the news, it was like a month ago, and he talked about when he was in office during Obama's presidency, if they had 300 to 400 people a day, that was considered a bad day, of the number of people they caught. He said today they're having more, they're having thousands a day that they're catching. And he said this is a crisis the likes of which we haven't seen. And so the media is not telling people that part of it. They're making it seem like what we're seeing right now is normal.
I'm seeing this right here, what you're saying. I'm seeing it right here, what we're saying. We got 3 minutes left. So on that note, I appreciate the little info I just got from you. The debate has just been enlightening for sure. I'm definitely going to do way more research. But kids are dying, and they're in cages, and it shouldn't be okay. We shouldn't be having them here. We should be sending them back. But if we weren't interfering in people's elections ourselves, while Russia is interfering with ours, we shouldn't be in other countries fucking up their shit in the first place. And climate change is going to be making a lot of people move this way, period. They're starting to move from there was a girl that died in the desert out there from India. Because they're escaping their climate change, they have a drought over there, so they're running out of water. We're seeing things, the world is changing whether we like it or not. And
the climate change
thing
is not true, by the way. That's not climate change.
The earth is changing, period.
The earth is changing, but it's not man-made global warming that they're trying to tell you.
We're not helping it.
Well, the only reason that's being talked about is because the government wants to take taxes.
Okay.
We need to take action.
Well, it was nice talking to you, though. I appreciate
it. Yes, absolutely. Do call back, and we'll have to debate some more. Sometime soon, we'll be on longer, as soon as I can afford it. Right now, we only get an hour a day. But it was awesome talking to you. I will be looking into this. Thank you for opening our eyes. And that's the tea, guys. Thanks so much, everybody, for tuning in. How was that, dude?
That's the same guy that called in a couple weeks ago.
Was it? Was that the caller? All right. Well, we're going to get off here, and I'm gonna call you on the phone.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
Bye.
All right. Everyone have a great day. Be safe during Hurricane Dorian, and that's the tea, and we'll be on tomorrow at some point to make fun of Trump. Bye.
Bye.